like to call this public hearing to order. It is Monday, April 7th, 2014, at 7:05. And present this evening are council members, Mr. Brown, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Hanam, Mr. Lutke, Mrs. Hussman, myself. Mr. Milner is excused. Additionally, we have the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, chief rotus, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, and Mayor Stow as well. In this public hearing today, we welcome public comment on proposed zoning ordinance amendment ZA1-2014 by the 10 Mile Development, and it presents a zoning change at 4840 Haroon Road, Sylvania, from R1, single family residential large lot district, to B1B, modified business and office district. And the purpose of the amendment is to request is to develop property with office business space and existing buildings together with new residential units. As I understand it, the action of the plan is to grant zoning change and to grant the plan development. It was referred to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission and discussed at their regular meeting held February 12, 2014, and the Planning Commission did approve the plan with a vote of 4-1. And with that, I understand that we have a representative here that would like to make some remarks. So if you'd like to step up to the microphone and introduce yourself, and then following these remarks, we'll open up to public comment on this proposed.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. My name is Jamie Moen. My family and I have owned this property for almost 10 years now, and it is kind of been decided upon that we are gonna, we'd like to move forward with your approval of rezoning this property to be able to first and foremost turn some of the buildings into a business area, and also the ability to add residential rental property on the space as well. So the first and foremost would be to be able to house a photography business on the property, which would be my wife and I actually running that business, and kind of doing the development in phases to add, as you can see here. I can describe to you, or I can take questions, whichever is easiest as to what we're intending here, but the plan would be to turn the front house, which is existing, and doing nothing to it other than changing it into a photography business. The back structure, which is a garage, would be remodeled and made a lot more aesthetically pleasing. And on the top, the goal would be to put two residential units up there with the purpose of being able to have commercial below. And then parking to be added to support those businesses, I think, which fits within the zoning. And also to be able to add four individual units, 1.5-story units on the back of the property, each of which approximately 1,000 square feet. We like to use the term cottages in describing them rather than homes, just in the nature of how large they actually will be. So that's kind of the plan or the goal. I do have some what I've titled inspirational photos for what we would like to do. I understand this is just a zoning meeting and not a full plan meeting, but wanted to at least pass those out for you to review the concept that we're looking to do in the back of the property, which is to have kind of a center courtyard space with units facing in, no parking or driving back in that area, so kind of maintaining the grassy area that it kind of already has. That's a very vague and general overview, but I'd be happy to answer questions or be more specific if need be.
Thank you, Mr. Moen.
Yep.
You know, before we open up the public comment, I don't know if the city law director has anything that she would like to add, or if the service director feels that there's anything critical to the order of the business that should be And I don't have anything, Mrs. Westfall. The procedures have been filed, or have been followed, and as you mentioned, it is both the plan development and the zoning change that we are reviewing. Mr. Al?
Nothing to add, please.
Okay. So with that, we will open up for public comment. First, I'll invite anyone who would like to speak in favor of this to step up to the microphone, and please begin by sharing your name and your address. Following the public comment. Seeing no one prepared to speak in favor, is there anyone who would like to speak against this proposed change? If so, I'd ask that you step up to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Well, first of all, my name is Nathan Lawrence, and Nathan. I live at 6231 Sylvan Green, and my wife is over here. Kathy, who lives, what's your address, Kathy?
6247
Sylvan Green. Bill, your address?
6219.
Okay. And my property is this one right here, which is the one in the middle. This is Bill's over here. This is Kathy and Ron's at the corner. The Good Old Expressway is going through here. And this is the property in question. Now, some years ago, about 12 years ago, as I have been told, it was proposed to turn this lot into a commercial property back when it was still township land. And that failed because the members of the street did not want it. I did not live on the street at that time, but I moved in around the year 2000. Now, what it comes down to is this. I'm a resident. I'm not a business. I work for a living, and I own a house, and so my residence, and I like to live in a residential area. That's simply the name of the game. And I don't think anybody here would like to have anything different. Having read the zoning for B1B, I guess is the name of it, I'm kind of scared of it. And one of the reasons is the business can stay open till 1 o'clock at night. I don't think Mr. Mullen is planning to do that, but I don't like that idea. Nor do I like a business opened at 5 o'clock in the morning, which is feasible under this zoning. I kind of would like to have that property fixed up because it does look horrendous. If you look at the barn, if you come over to Sylvan Green and look at the barn, it's a barn. And it looks lousy. Nothing against Mr. Mullen in that case, but he bought the property and that's the way it was. And in looking at this inspirational photo here, no. This does not impress me whatsoever. The reason for this is I have seen plenty of artwork done on various places that makes it always look good. Doesn't mean that it is good. And having looked at the property, I don't see where you can do all this. It's just too fancy for the property. It ain't gonna happen. I'm not interested in having a parking lot, this is the parking lot. This is the corner of my property here. There's a garage here. And 15 feet away from my boundary line is residential piece of property. I don't like neighbors that close. I don't think you do either. So I'm going to vote against it. Now, you may say, well, do I have any good, valid reason? Is it going to affect the cost of my property? I think so, but I can't prove it. What about the issue of city water? I have a well at this time. Will his building cause problems with my well? I don't know, but I'm rather nervous about it. So I'm not against Mr. Mullen, really, in doing some developing. But I think that his proposal is a little bit too big for that property. I'm a machine designer. I've worked on Orleans, Illinois for many years, and I worked on something called an IS machine, which is a big, ugly look capacity that makes glass bottles, glass containers. And I have, through the years, learned to compress things in very tight spaces. It works, but it's not very pretty. And I think this is over compression on this. And so my vote would be no. And I'm not all that prepared for all this, I have to admit. But if you have any questions to ask me, I'm going to try my best to give you an answer.
I have something to point out. I don't know if I have a question. One of the, we're not just zoning this B1B. We are, the proposal the Planning Commission approved was for this specific site plan and this specific development. So that would include maintaining the 1.5-story stone house, redoing the concrete building, and then they would have, and then they could build up to 4 of these units on the existing footprint that's on there.
And the growth rate.
So, and if they were to change that plan, they have to come back to council to get an amendment of the plan. So it's not a, so we're not changing this so much to a B1B as we are changing it to this specific development. And that may not, I know you have concerns about this development too, but it is not similar. It's not the same thing as just changing the zoning to a B1B, which would open it to a lot of potential uses and, yeah, and you know, clearance and redevelopment and all that. It would be, you know, what we are reviewing because of the way it's been proposed is to rezone it and use it as outlined here. So I think that's worth noting.
Well, sir, I think from a standpoint, how can I phrase this? There are things you can do which are within the framework of the law, or the framework of certain space requirements or this or that, but it's not always a desirable thing. And I don't care to have business behind my property. And that is the crux of the situation, especially with 4 housing units behind. And I think that were you in my spot, I think you'd feel the same.
Mr. Nadel, we thank you for your comments. They're duly noted. And I'd like to just make sure that I, in the interest of time, am open to others. And council members following all of the public comment may have additional questions for you. So I hope you'll stay through the remainder.
I have one other thing to say. If it should pass, which I hope it won't, but if it should, I have read some of the zoning that goes with the B1B, and that the person who gets the zoning change has to provide a substantial, for the lack of a better word, a substantial barrier between his property and ours. What's the name of that, dear?
Fencing.
Fencing and/or
screening.
According to what I've read, it has to be substantial screening of some sort or a wall of some sort. And it has to be, if it's screening, it has to be screening that is, well, not a mature planting. It has to be a substantially larger. It should not be dinky little trees like this. And I, if this thing passes, I would like to have substantiality guaranteed on the back. I would really prefer if it passes an 8-foot fence. So that's my feeling on it, and thank you for your time.
Mr. Nathan, just so you know, the proposal that we have before us does not include that type of screening and fencing.
According to what I...
No, because you're reading B1B, and what I'm telling you is we are approving this specific plan. That's the point. We're approving this plan. We're not approving it as a B1B. If we go forward, what you see is what you get. And council needs to understand that as well. If we go forward, what you see is what you get, and there would be no, not, would not be the screening that he's talking about that we would generally require of a B1B abutting a residential property.
Right, you are both talking about exactly the question that I was going to ask Mr. Mullen, which is about screening. You know, typically when we take a look at a piece of property like this, whether it's depending on, doesn't matter what zoning, we are conscious of the fence line neighbors and the screening. I remember when we approved some projects over behind Tamashanner, when we approved the building of the project at Lourdes University, we're always very cautious to ask the developer what kind of screening is being planned. So I think we should let Mr. Mullen respond to that, even though it's not in the plan. I think it's an important question to ask.
Well, may I say, is I find it very confusing how I read B1B to include the screening, and yet you're saying this is all about a plan, which includes...
No, that's because this isn't a B... We're not changing the zoning to B1B. We're changing the zoning to B1B planned development, which means it's the planned development that is the controlling zoning. It's the specific plan that is the zoning, not the requirements of B1B.
And what is the current zoning then?
I think it's
R1.
R1.
Then that's a zoning change.
It's, but we're not changing the, okay, you can laugh about this, it's not funny, because it makes, it's all the difference in the world. We're not changing this to a B1B. The proposal is to change it to a B1B planned development, which means the planned development supersedes everything else. Okay?
It supersedes the planned B1B?
Yes. It supersedes everything. What we approve, okay, that becomes the approved zone.
So to that end, I think we do want to hear what Mr. Mullen has to say, and also please know, Mr. Nato, that City Council can make that determination upon approval that screening needs to be added. So with that, again, I think that your comments are duly noted. We very much value them, and perhaps Mr. Mullen would like to speak to whether he's got a plan for any screening.
Thank you. I actually met with all the neighbors. We sat down and had coffee and talked about that very topic. We talked about screening and discussed the fact that we would do what was required. You know, we would certainly sit down and do that. And we want to be good neighbors. We want to work together here. We don't want them staring at things they don't want to be staring at. We also don't want to accept our responsibility for doing something that isn't required. So.
Okay.
But yes, we
Thank
have
you.
Met and we are willing to continue to keep meeting for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment that is opposed, that would like to speak opposed to this issue or this change? Seeing none, I will ask if there's any council members that would like to have any further comment or have other questions.
Yeah, Ms. Westphal, I would like to talk a little bit more about the screening. I see from the map that part of the property will be will have parking along the back lot line.
Correct.
Of the Sylvan Green Homes. Part of it will be the back side of some of the cottage units, yes?
Correct.
And part of it will be the very tight on the lot line, the residential on the block building, correct, on
the existing west side
of the property. I'm not at all endorsing the suggestion that we build an 8 or 10 foot fence. I think that would be aesthetically not consistent with where this council has been in the past. But I do think that, you know, we have in the past suggested landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Planting to create a buffer between the parking lot in particular and the neighbors. I don't know how they would feel about that, but I think that the city is going to take, if this is part of the city, we should create landscaping to city standards, which is that there needs to be some, as opposed to simply their fence. I assume they have a basic chain link fence or something back there now. Okay. So
is there anything between the concrete block building and the property?
I don't believe so.
No.
Nothing there now?
Not currently.
Would that be helpful to you to have some buffer, some plantings between the block building and your yard? I mean, you've been looking at that for all these years, I understand that.
The block building is between my garage and the big area.
Oh.
I'm not that concerned about the block building, but I am concerned about, as he is.
Would you, excuse me, would you like to step up and share your name and your address?
My name is Kathy Schultz. And I think we're concerned about my neighbors and I, of course, their property values, but we're concerned about this exposure. When you're going to have rental properties behind there, okay, we've had privacy all this time, and now we're going to have people we don't know, transient people moving in and out. That concerns all of us. It doesn't bode well for our property values. The other thing, I guess I should have spoke earlier, I was concerned about our driveway is cut off of Haroon Road. The traffic is horrible there. Is there any way that they could have that right turn thing on the, from Hollandsylvania to Haroon, a red light zone where people couldn't turn? Because with the exposure, you're going to have more traffic in and out. Excuse me, I get nervous when I talk and I lose my voice. With that exposure, it's very hard to get in and out of driveways there. But we do need some kind of a block. We don't have any fencing at all on our properties. It's always been a wide open because it's a field. We're dealing with, you know, as I said, transient people maybe moving in and out, and I would like to have something done. My neighbors, I'm not that concerned about the block building. You know, that's fine, but for them, I think it would be nice for our properties. Mm-hmm. And the curb cuts along the Haroon Road. We need something done there with that traffic signal, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Another question for Mr. Moan. Could you talk a little bit about the density of the site? You know, what's it going to look like? I think what we're seeing here is maybe a little misleading because this is a different kind of development.
It's certainly misleading.
And then also speak to sort of from a market standpoint, market rate standpoint, how much do you think these units would rent for?
Sure. Yeah. Some of that's hard to know until we kind of do a lot of the specifics on the build. However, the goal would be 1.5-story units, a maximum of 4. Again, that's a plot of land that these would be built upon and therefore can be moved and configured within that space. And the goal being that they would have a front porch on them, that they would hold a single family, that they would guarantee somewhere between $850 and $1,000 a month in rent. So hopefully people that live in the community, that work in the community, that work at Flower Hospital right down the road, who are, you know, upstanding people who have jobs and want to, you know, live close by, you know, that'd be our target market. I will also state that for 10 years it's already been a rental property. So it's been used as a rental property in the front house and in the back for the past 10 years. And so we would continue that and certainly improve the property physically and aesthetically. So that's the plan.
Is the plan that the covered garage, there's going to be a covered garage right at the back of the parking lot?
Sure, yes.
And that would be used for residents?
For these residents back here, yes. There'd be a walk leading to the garage.
Got it.
It would be set in front. Okay. So there would be no car traffic past really the end of the existing stone garage, stone barn.
Jamie, I looked at this on site, and are you aware of a development like this in Northwest Ohio?
Northwest Ohio?
Highest development.
I am not. The inspiration was purely in concept. The concept being that in order to get a little more square footage in the units, that the garages did not need to be included. And so that's a keynote feature. Also the center courtyard for people to be able to have the green space to walk around. And also that's going to eliminate the traffic back there and also save on costs and asphalt and things like that. So it was really by concept only that we came across that.
Thank you, Mr. Moan.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of questions as well. I'm sorry. I talked to you before you get your exercise. Number one, where the garage is to be removed, what is that area going to be where that garage is removed?
That is...
And behind the stone house?
That garage is removing itself currently. It's very bad shape.
I drive by it daily, yeah.
It will actually add the most value by taking that down and just cleaning it up. I believe it has a concrete slab on it. It will be used for nothing, to be determined. We don't know. It just has, it just needs to go away.
Okay.
It's not going to be parking. It's just grassy area, I suppose.
Grassy area sounds good. Grassy area. I like grassy area. So the garage will be removed. Nothing will be behind the stone house.
Correct.
Back to the current concrete block building.
Correct.
Then the concrete block building will have space below for a rental, one rental business. Do
Correct.
We have that?
It currently is 1,000 square feet by 1,000 square feet, up and down.
Okay.
So it's about a 2,000 square foot building. I'm just talking off the top of my head. And so it's just a large clear span space in the bottom right now.
Okay. So, but you plan to rent that to a business, not, that won't, that part won't be residential.
Correct.
And then two apartments upstairs.
Correct. Yes.
And they're all going to park. There's a strip of parking on the lower, yeah.
Correct. Right
and that's, so all the parking for the stone house, your
yep.
business, the lower floor of the concrete building and the apartments above are going to be in that parking there.
Right.
And then the parking along the where it says 4/5, I don't know what that means, where the
garage.
Car garage.
Yes, 4/5 car garage.
It means four or five spaces?
Four or five spaces, correct.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And by its very nature, the amount of spaces, which I believe are 24, limits the types of things we can actually do there. I mean, it's only so much volume.
Is that lower part of the concrete block building rented now?
It is not.
It is not. Okay.
It has been, but it is currently
not. Currently not.
Thank you, Mr. Moan.
When it's been rented before, it's been rented commercially.
It has been rented residentially.
It's been rented. Okay.
Yeah. To a gentleman who lived above, he used it below as storage.
Okay.
So are you thinking that the building that's the commercial on the bottom and residential on top, are you thinking live work? Are you thinking separate? Like, what kind of businesses do you envision on the bottom, or would it, could it be an artist's live workspace or
photographer? It could be an artist's workspace. It could be an extension of our photography business if it should grow that much. It could be rentable space to other artisans who just need temporary space for the day. It's hard to think exactly what it might be, but its location on Haroon Road is really what's key. I think it's just a great spot.
It is a great spot.
Yeah, access off the highway. So whoever can maintain within 16 parking spaces or 10 fit, you know, would fit within that. So.
I think it's been a very good discussion. Thank you for your time, Mr. Moan. Thank you to the neighbors. Mr. Nader, you have one more comment?
Yes. One other thing that goes on behind the property, and it affects both my neighbors here. And you can see here, it's a plan. This is US 23 right through here. It's elevated. And in here, you will see a bunch of trees. And those trees, while they're leafless in winter, they are full of leaves come summer. And they tend to abate the noise off the expressway. And I have heard many a car barreling down 23, and the police should be after them. So I hope they can catch them. And so I like that sound barrier here. So if he puts in these residential units in the back, these trees are going to be gone. If it goes to B1B, whatever, if he can put in his businesses up here, but not put the residential it would be much palatable or acceptable to the neighborhood. And as far as the rental cost, I don't believe he's going to get as much rental out of those four plots as he thinks because of the noise on the expressway. If I'm a doctor over at the hospital, and I put in good long hours, and I want to go home and get a good night's sleep, I don't believe you're going to get it with the living right next to the expressway. So I think that will suppress the rental ability of the owner next to that expressway. So that's another thing that I would like to bring up.
Thank you for your comments again. What I would share with you is that certainly our responsibility in a public hearing is to listen to all your comments and take that into consideration. So I would believe that is our next step, is for us to take into consideration all of the public comment that we've heard tonight. I think very valid comments and all things that need to be taken into consideration. I would ask what the pleasure of council is at this point in time. I think that we may want to refer this to zoning potentially for additional discussion regarding the comments that have been brought up with the screening and with the trees and the noise and those sorts of things, unless someone has another thought.
Well, I would like, Jamie, are you prepared to propose some screening along the back there in particular?
On the north side, yeah. The back portion of the property? That's what needs to happen, then we'd be willing to.
Okay, well, I don't think this plan is approvable as it currently exists. So I think it needs to be modified in order for us, because I think I'll speak for myself. I think the screening comments are valid.
Okay.
Okay. And so for me to support this, I would want to see the existing plan modified to provide for screening along at least from the back of the concrete block building to the end of the property to the east. Does that make sense? Have I got that right? I got that. So from the back of the block to the eastern terminus of the property, I would like to see some sort of
the
screening.
Entire north property line from the back of the stone building
from the back
to the
of
expressway,
this,
right?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
I can see how it would be difficult to impossible to put screening to the west of that spot.
That's pretty much on the property line.
Right, but the other thing is that's what's there now, so I'm not really so concerned about that, but. Going forward, I think I would want to address that screening.
You know, and I agree with you, Doug, about the screening. And I don't know if the screening means just purely landscaping, or I think I'm surprised that there's no fence line back. There's no fence on the line back there now. But of course, it's been an empty lot, right? So I don't know what your thought is about fencing, right, for the neighbors. But I think that. What I would look for is sort of a comprehensive approach to creating some sort of a barrier between the property owners and this development, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think your residents would want that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I agree with Doug that would be something to look for.
So would
so I'm
that
not sure whether referral about referring it to zoning. We can refer it to zoning. I'm not sure whether that's we can do that. Have a place to go, but what might be more beneficial would be to suggest that Jamie meet with Kevin and come back with some proposed things that we could amend the Planning Commission approval to make it more acceptable to council and more responsive to some of the comments that we've heard.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that was going to be something I had to do anyway, was come back with a plan, and I could include that in that plan when we actually went forward with building. Is that true, or?
Well, the interesting thing here is with this, Kevin will have additional demands on you when you bring
sure,
this.
That's what I was expecting, yeah.
Okay. The difference here is once we approve this, mm-hmm. it's out of our hands, mm-hmm. and So, I mean, not that I don't trust Kevin. It's not that at all. It's just that this is, you know, it's our job to address these sorts of issues. And so that's one thing.
Sure.
That I think is, would be important to include in the plan that we approve, that screening. And maybe if you could, maybe you could meet with Kevin, talk to him about what our standards are, see what that does to you economically. And whether that makes sense to then come back and we can then act to amend the approval of the planning commission without doing that. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, and what do we do tonight to make that?
So here's what
we just end the hearing.
Yeah.
No, wait. You know, Mrs. Briney, you might share the thoughts about we probably want it to go to a home, which would be zoning, and zoning could refer it to administration, but
thank you, Mrs. Westphal. Mr. Hanum, I would just recommend that it be referred to zoning, so that way the committee has a chance to review the proposed solution prior to the next meeting, and we can modify the plan commission recommendation at that point.
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
Mr. Nathos's question about the trees, the trees by the freeway, do you have a plan for those? Are those going to...
The ones that are kind of fall within the path, which at this point are three out of the, I don't know how many exactly are back there specifically, would have to come down at which point the building was constructed. But that would be the only solution now. The noise is what the noise, it's definitely freeway right there. So.
Is there a motion to refer this to the Zoning Commission for further review?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Zoning committee.
We think you're very important, Zach, but committee.
Well, we know better than that.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. With that, is there any other further business to come before this meeting today? Hearing that, Mr. Nada.
Excuse me, Doug.
I think our typical habit when we have a discussion like this is to notify the fence line neighbors of the time of the next meeting. Would we be able to do that?
We could maybe set that
now.
Maybe talk about that now.
What? Yeah. What is your confusion?
I'm sorry, what are we doing now?
The issue is, do we want to let the neighbors know when we're
going to
have...
Can we call them up?
Yeah.
So can we...
can send out a note.
Yeah, let's just send them out a note.
We'll send you a note.
Yeah.
I think the plan will be to have a zoning committee meeting before our next council meeting, which is in 2 weeks.
April 14th.
So sometime in the next 2 weeks, we'll have some more guidance about the things that we're talking about. But zoning committee doesn't act. I mean, we will discuss it and we'll recommend something to council, but anything that we do will have to be done in a council meeting. So you'll want to make sure you're here 2 weeks from tonight. Okay.
Seeing no other business to come before the public hearings this evening, I will call this meeting adjourned at 7:40. Thank you very much for your participation.
City Council.